Hey friends, it's the 13th of November and it's Saturday, almost halfway through the month. Thanks for joining me today for Pray Today. And today we're going to do a little review together. We haven't talked about this for several weeks now specifically, but 1 Thessalonians 5:17, do you know what it is? I pounded it into your heads the first half of this year. Pray continually. Or pray without ceasing, some versions of the Bible say. And so let me ask you this. How are you doing with that? I had someone earlier today thank me for encouraging the church to pray continually. And this person has developed a habit of thinking of God throughout the day. Have you developed that habit? You know, the best way to develop a habit is to do what? Practice it, right? And so I want to encourage you to practice that today. Praying throughout the day, setting reminders for yourself if you have to. Praying throughout the day. Prayers of thanks. Prayers of asking God for provisions or things that you need. Praying for other people. I encourage you, when you see people today, regardless if you love them or if they annoy you, if they're family or friends or total and complete strangers on the street, whether they're helping you at the store or whether you just happen by them, I want to encourage you today to pray for them and to pray continually today. I believe that God loves to hear from us. So don't be a stranger to him today. Let's thank him today for this day. Lord, thank you for another day of life. Thank you that you are, as we've recently talked, that you are ever present. And Lord, I know that you will walk with me through today. And Lord, I want to represent you so well. I want people to see me today and wonder what in the world is going on that I could have what I have in my life. My attitude is going to be that of Christ Jesus. And Lord, I want to impact people today. And may they wonder what it is. And Lord, even to the point of people start asking me, what's wrong with you or what's right with you? And Jesus, I'll take that opportunity to tell them that you've changed my life. Thank you for everyone hearing this prayer today who has made the commitment to follow you and to grow in their relationship with you. Lord, we don't want to take it for granted that we serve a God that loves us indefinitely and loves us without any boundaries. Who loves us regardless of the fact that we're still sinners. For yet, as we were still sinners, you died for us, and thank you for doing that. God, I give you this day. I give you every moment of this day, every interaction of this day. And Lord, if my attitude changes and becomes dark, Father, would your Holy Spirit, would he just remind us that we're to have that same attitude as Christ Jesus, who was willing to sacrifice to please you, Father. Thank you for today. I give it all to you every moment in Jesus' name. Amen.